It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Jones.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
And guests. It's Friday, March the 18th, y'all. It's National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of folks love them some Sloppy Joes, Tom, especially my cousin Otto. He loves him some Sloppy Seconds. Anyway, how y'all good folks feeling on this fantastic Friday?
Good.
Let's count down this week's contenders while I still remember, shall we? Matt Barnes of the Memphis Grizzlies is contender number one. Matt Barnes had another incident with an NBA player. First, Derek Fisher rebounding with his ex. Now, Milwaukee John Henson shot blocking Mr. R. Kelly on Matt Barnes' parade symbol.
Oh, my God.
John Henson was working a crowd after staring and taunting Matt. He headed for the tunnel, but wait, there's Matt. He's working his way past half court, past Milwaukee bench. He's in the tunnel. He's in the locker room like the light-skinned last dragon, Sybil. I'm starting to think, oh, Matt tattoos are all of his altercations in Matt Benenzo. Contender number two, not only did Cousin Otto pick the University of Phoenix to take everything in the Final Four, but he was complaining about their games just being online, Sybil. Contender number three, Marco Rubio, who's now Marco Polo. Polo, nowhere to be found, y'all. Marco Rubio is no longer in a Republican reality show. Sorry, Rubio, tough boobios. Contender number four is Phyllis Sybil. Contender number four, Sarah Palin, the Republican one that flew over the cuckoo nest, finally let go of Donald Trumpticles to visit her husband, Todd, who just so happened to crash his snowmobile in Alaska before she jumped on a plane. She joined Trump at one of his campaigns. Now, if Trump valued her that much, how come Trump didn't offer her Air Trump? Now, old poor Todd got more metal parts than a Tesla. He's the Caucasian Nipsey Russell in the Wiz. Contender number five, Russell Wilson ex-wife, Ashton Mean. Now, supposedly when Russell got engaged to Sierra, you know, to expedite him getting one step closer to the draws, Jay.
One step closer.
Oh, yeah. His ex was hating on his neck when she saw Sierra big ass diamond ring. She supposedly posted a picture of a bigger ass diamond ring, y'all. Like Twitter said, oh, the ring may be bigger, but it's not clear. It's cloudy with a chance of footballs, y'all, in comparison to Sierra. So Sierra got a big ass curved TV, and Ashton got an old floor model with the VCR connected to it. So. Contender number six, Jared Fogle. Jared Fogle got beat up in jail. Who knew? He really is the cold cut fresh meat. Stay tuned on how long he holds on to his virginity. Governor Rick Snyder, you are the Bama for life. Y'all see him on Capitol Hill testifying about the water fiasco?
Yes, sir.
So, but why isn't he locked up?
That's what everybody's asking.
What he did was damn near genocide. March the 23rd through 26th, awful segue. I'm going to be at Dayton at the Funny Bone, me and Chris Paul. Enjoy your weekend. And you too, Jay.
Let's dance some more. Get out the car. Jay's Murdered Hit next.